This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Detroit was once a bustling city filled with people and noise and activity. Today, it has entire blocks of abandoned houses. Writer Matt Bell puts his fictional character Kelly inside one of these derelict homes, searching for scrap metal treasure. What he finds in Bell's newest novel, Scrapper, is entirely unexpected.
Kelly is scrapping an abandoned house, and he goes down the basement to get the metal that would be down there. And he finds a young boy named Daniel, who's 10 or 11, who's been kidnapped and is sort of mysteriously held in this basement for 3 days. And so rescues him and becomes sort of a celebrated local hero, and then becomes obsessed with solving that crime, which sets off the sort of bigger plot of the book in many ways.
And Kelly himself, even in a relationship, he always seems to be very much alone and abandoned, mm-hmm. something like the city that he's in. Is there a statement you're trying to make here about being silenced or abandoned, not having a voice?
I don't know in that way, although I think that's an interesting reading that I don't necessarily oppose. I think, as you know from reading the book, Kelly has some things in his past that he's sort of hiding from or running from or doesn't want to be. And one at the beginning, as the book opens, his solution has been sort of to isolate himself, like to be with other people is to both to be in danger and to put people in danger. Mm-hmm. And so he's isolated himself. And I think one of the things that keeps him from having a better outcome in the book than he does is his inability to fully join both relationships and the communities that he's offered. As you know, there's sort of in the early parts of the book, he goes to a church over and over. He goes to a support group. He tries to join these other men who are metal scrapping. Eventually there's some stuff with neighborhood watches. Then of course his relationship with Jackie and Daniel. And it's his inability, in some ways, like he remains alone even with others. And I think it in some ways has the opposite effect. It leaves him dangerous in a way that if there was a chance to more fully be with people, maybe he wouldn't be that way.
Now, a writer in the writing process has to become his character and inhabit him. What did becoming Kelly cost you or teach you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think this book was really difficult in a lot of ways. I mean, as you know, it's sort of the topic of the book is really heavy. Kelly's a heavy person who does some dangerous and maybe unlikable things. I think it was hard. I think, in some ways, one of the ways that I generate character often is to both see them with some things you share and also to get the character in a place where they're taking actions you wouldn't take. And as soon as they start doing that, they're unknowable a little bit, right? You no longer fully, their motivations are no longer your motivations. Mm-hmm. So there is that part of the process. I think, from day to day, mostly I was okay being in that space. At the very end of every draft of the book, I work really long hours. And the last draft of the book, I was working 6 to 10 hour days, like 5 or 6 days a week in like Upper Peninsula, Northern Michigan winter, and it was pretty heavy material to spend with in that environment at that time. But I don't know. Like, I think there's that if you're going to ask a reader to inhabit this space, it seems like you should fully inhabit it yourself first. But I do think that one of the things I learned writing this book, as opposed to the last book, which was had a more of a kind of mythic fairy tale kind of take on its violence. The realist violence was harder to write and harder to be a part of, harder to inhabit. And I've been thinking about that a lot. And I don't know that I have an answer to that yet, except that there's a way in which those sort of mythic voices allow you to insert some distance that my realist voice does not. And I don't know. I'm curious about that. It's something I'm continuing to think about and maybe will influence future work in certain ways.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Matt Bell, the author of Scrapper. Bell grew up on Michigan's East Side and taught at Northern Michigan University in the Upper Peninsula, but now teaches at Arizona State University. He's won critical acclaim for a writing style that's uniquely his own. Now, you said before that easy writing isn't worth the effort, and yours isn't. It's complex, it's dense, it's thoughtful. At times, I'd even call it poetic. And others have described it as dreamlike. Mm-hmm. Talk about the kind of writing that you admire. What do you aspire to, your role models?
I think I was always a reader growing up, right? And I read a lot of different things. And I think if you'd asked me when I was 10 or 15 or 18, what the purpose of writing was, and I think I would have talked more about sort of escapist sort of pleasures, which are totally valid and is definitely a part of the reading landscape that's useful. And I think all good books have that to some extent. But at some point, I started reading more, I guess, literature, more literary fiction, which for me, some of those entry points were people like Dennis Johnson and Amy Hempel and Raymond Carver, Colson Whitehead, people like that I was reading when I was 20 or so. And I realized that these were books that weren't escapist, that in fact actually were getting me like closer to my life, that somehow like that art experience brought you closer to what you really felt and thought and closer to your real sort of moral center. And as soon as I saw that, I didn't want the other thing anymore as much, you know, like I wanted more of that. I wanted art that made me more present in my life and more present in my sort of heart and mind. And so I think that's the goal, is like, not to take people away from life, but try to get people closer to it. And so that's part of the overall thing. And then I think at like the sentence level, I care a lot about the acoustics of language. I care a lot about how it sounds. I care a lot about, even if a person never hears it out loud, I think there's a physicality to prose that's worth having. Gary Lutz talks about the difference between page turning prose and page hugging prose. There's a kind of prose that's invisible that you can just, you know, that you just turn through. And then there's a kind of prose that asks you to stay inside it, to hug the page instead of turn it, and to maybe move more slowly. And I obviously probably a page hugging writer, or at least aspire to be. And, you know, there's good and bad to both. And of course you have to find other ways to propel the reader and keep them moving, even in that kind of prose.
And you've been called a brave writer, too. I wonder how you see that. Why do you think that is? Personally, I think that all writing requires courage. And the more vulnerable you make yourself as a writer, the more powerful your writing becomes. But how do you think about that when people call you a brave writer?
Yeah, I mean, I like what you just said about it quite a bit. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I think about it that way all the time. I think, because in some ways, like the act of writing itself is, especially at this point in my life, like a pretty privileged, cushy thing I get to do. You know, I sit in my office at home and make things up for a couple hours a day. Like that doesn't seem entirely courageous. But I think it is difficult to say things other people don't want to hear. It's difficult to look at things that it's easier to look away from.
Exactly.
There's definitely courage in that. The courage in a bearing witness.
And no matter who you're writing about, you're revealing yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think to show who you really are in the life you're leading, in the place and time you live, is always an act of courage in some ways. But I think it's a, you know, it's relative, of course, to other ways of living in the world too. It's a lucky thing to get to do.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Matt Bell, the author of Scrapper. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview as Bell talks about his other new book, Baldur's Gate 2, that combines art with gaming. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.